We had a historic week this week in the Missouri Senate.
We did. There was different numbers, a little shy of a 40-hour filibuster that the Democrats stood together to fight against a bill that would enshrine discrimination against gay and lesbian couples in our Missouri Constitution. So I was proud of us, proud that we were able to unite and stand against this type of discrimination and stand together for 40 hours for as long as it was going to take. We would have loved to have seen this bill laid aside and have the Senate move on, but instead, the Senate leadership decided to use the tool of calling for the previous question, which means all debate ends and the bill comes to a vote. So it was disheartening that this bill moved forward through the process, but I think the people of Missouri and beyond know that there are 8 Democratic senators who stood strong and firm and would still be standing but for the use of the previous question. And this has, through this legislation, the conversation I think has grown. Both here in Missouri, I've gotten literally hundreds of emails from people saying, thank you for standing up and protecting the rights of human beings. And I'm delighted about that, but also we've heard from people from all over the nation. So Missouri is one of the early states to start to introduce this kind of discrimination into the Constitution. And I'm very hopeful that the voters will see this for what it is. And I believe Missourians will not stand for discrimination. So we move from there into when the previous question was called. The debate on this bill was coming to an end. It was shut down by our Republican colleagues. There were a lot of missteps made in terms of the procedure of calling for the vote. And the one thing that I would say that the Republican leadership had plenty of time to do was 40 hours to sort of get their act together and figure out how they wanted to do this and to run the floor appropriately. Votes were called inappropriately. They weren't called at all. People who were objecting for legitimate reasons and objecting with privileged motions, superseding privileged motions, were not called upon if they were from the Democratic Party, which meant that procedurally, a terrible disservice was done to the citizens of the state of Missouri because rules that we have in the Senate for good reason were not followed. Now, when you have a supermajority of senators in your caucus and you can, at the end of the day, vote for and do whatever you'd want to do if you stand together, for them to abuse and misuse and not recognize those who wanted to call attention to the appropriate procedure was absolutely uncalled for. And it leaves me wondering, and I think my Senate colleagues, how we proceed. We need to know that even as a minority party, we have the rights to be treated fairly so that our voices and the voices of the constituents we represent are also heard. So today took a very long time to get to the place where the bill was in the process third read, which means it will go next over to the House. And it took a long time because we wanted to amend the journal, the record that keeps track of what happens during a legislative day. We wanted to amend it to reflect what had gone awry as this vote was brought forward. We wanted to do that to recognize what had happened over the last few days in this historic time in the Missouri Senate and the Missouri legislature, but also to move to the future and say, we're going to get back to a place where we recognize the importance of these rules that we voted to put in place, and we will adhere to them, and we will treat people with the respect that they deserve fairly and honestly as we go through the rest of the issues that may come before the Senate.